we don't have a problem with the dredging, and we wish to see the development of Killybegs Harbour. It's the site itself where they're proposing to put the dredge spoil. Now, they have given a commitment to take what they call toxic material out of the site, and that in itself raises questions for us. How are they going to identify that toxic material versus the other material? But the other thing that's clear in the department's documentation is that the vast majority of the dredge spoil is of a very peaty nature, which means that it's a very fine type of material which will be suspended in the water rather than go to the bottom of the sea. And that is our problem, particularly for fish and shellfish like oysters and salmon, where if you have that sort of material in the water that might affect the gills and the organs of the fish and compromise their health. That's the main issue that we have, and we're not really happy with the predictive modelling as to where that matter will end up. And our members fear that from the site that's been chosen by the department, it's far too close to the farms and could end up inshore and affect our stocks.
Now, you and your members have obviously been looking closely at the department's documentation. An application is with the Environmental Protection Agency. Presumably, you and those involved in the area locally will be making submissions to that process.
Well, of course we will, Donal. And it's unfortunate that the application was advertised just before Christmas, and I think a lot of people locally may not have seen it because the people were busy doing other things, especially in the seafood business. It's our busiest part of the year. But the producers who met in Killybegs yesterday are certainly will be looking at all the documentation, and as we will ourselves. There's an awful lot of it up on the EPA website over the next 5 or 6 days, and submissions will be going in. And I hope the EPA realise that we do have genuine concern here. It's not over the top. It's not. We're not being alarmist here, and we definitely do want to see the development of the harbour.